More and more, we're beginning to see signs this economy is slipping again. We're seeing initial jobless claims that are stubbornly high. You saw American Airlines join United Airlines by warning that they have layoffs, maybe 13,000 coming at the end of March. But there are a lot of layoffs that are going on right now. The man who's kept up with this for years is John Challenger, who's the CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, whose job is really to find jobs for all those people. They're an outplacement firm. But their latest report showed an uptick, up 17% year over year. John Challenger joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, David.
Have we seen something like this before? I mean, this is stubborn. This is just going on forever.
Well, we know we're in recession. The recession hasn't let up yet. Probably until the vaccine has made its way through the population, we'll continue to be in recession. And we are beginning to see not only more cuts from some of the sectors that have been hit hardest, but we're seeing new sectors now come to the fore that we're surviving, but now are beginning to see job cuts as well.
Yeah, I could see, after the holidays were over with, retail would be laying off people, and certainly, travel and leisure, we know about that. But I was really shocked to see, I think your latest report showed the leader was in the aerospace and defense industry.
Exactly right. We saw 29,100 job cuts announced, in the aerospace defense area. That is an industry and sector that's been in turmoil because of a downturn for orders of commercial airliners, and travel's dried up. So that sector cut 86,000 jobs in 2020. That was a record high, and it's continuing to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's Boeing, of course, but of course Airbus, produces a lot of airplanes here. Then there are all the smaller companies that make the products that feed in to those airliners. So it really is a broad reach for that area.
It is no question that when you get these big sectors, many of the suppliers are affected, as well as the big name companies we see in the headlines.
Well, so again, your day job is finding jobs for people who have been laid off and helping industries that are doing massive layoffs to find jobs. Are you able to place any of these people that are getting laid off?
We are seeing people find jobs because there are sectors of this economy that are doing better. It's been a K type of recession recovery in that some sectors have benefited from the changes and are growing, and others have really been hit hard. The real question is, as the recession continues and consumer spending is tested, is it going to continue to spread into other areas of our economy? So far, people are finding jobs, especially if they come from areas of the economy that have been strong. Tough if you're in, for example, in the restaurant hospitality business.
Right, right. I mean, at least all the online services and that sort of things. But, I mean, those are not usually high-paying jobs. The other was telecommunications. I was surprised by the layoffs in telecommunications. Where is that coming from?
We saw big cuts from AT&T. We are seeing changes, kind of in the way they operate, changing their business model. It may spread to other companies, but that was the major company driving cuts there.
As you and I have talked over the years, and we've been through recessions together, one of the things you've always talked about is that not all those jobs are going to come back, and that retraining becomes very important. Is that true this time around? Are you seeing areas where, with some retraining, that you can find employment?
Well, certainly as the economy shifts to a much more technology-driven, online, virtual economy, the need to keep your skills updated, to look for new technology in your area of expertise, as well as to consider other types of jobs through retraining is essential. We can't think of education as something that ends at age 18 or 22 anymore. Most companies recognize that and have strong tuition reimbursement programs, but people have to take responsibility for their own careers as well. Just recognize, they can't just rely on getting the skills on the job.
You know, in the past, it seems like for the last decade or so, a lot of the retraining went into the healthcare industry, that was an expanding area, and that was an area that was hiring and in fact really had trouble finding workers. Is that still an area that people could look at?
Healthcare continues to grow, but it certainly has been an unusual sector, hit hard by the fact that it's the business model, which was driven by elective procedures, was hit hard during COVID. So at a time when they have been inundated with patients, it's unlike other businesses where, that should be good for the business. Here, it's put real pressures, on the sector. It certainly, though, as the population ages, is a long-term strong place to build a career or to move into.
Yeah. I know one thing you've taught us before is that there's a cyclical nature to job layoffs, and there are sometimes a year when you see more of them and sometimes in the year when you see more hiring. Are those cycles still in existence during a pandemic, or do all the rules change?
Well, certainly this has been an unusual cycle, really impacted by that. We do know that the seasonality for sectors like retail, for example, over the holidays, did see big changes. It always does. There's the same kind of hiring up. A lot of those jobs this year were in warehouses and in shipping rather than in the traditional retail. So seasonality is still part of the economy, but there is a COVID seasonality here that's putting pressure on all those cycles.
What about white collar jobs? Because I know those are the ones that you really try to place, and it occurs to me, maybe it's because everybody's working from home, that white collar jobs might be tougher to find.
Generally, white collar jobs have been, in some ways insulated by the fact that people could work from home. That's made things better than they might have been. It has been the in-person jobs, if they aren't essential workers, that have been hit hardest in this recession. There is some growing evidence that recently women have been hit harder with the downturn as well.
Is there any reluctance to hire when you can't see somebody? I mean, an employer, I would guess, would look at all the data and check social media and look at prior employment. But you really like to lay your eyes on somebody before you hire them, I would think.
I think as soon as this period is over, we'll go back to in-person hiring. Certainly for crucial jobs, fit is very important, how you fit with the people, the team you're going to be working on. You can really only get at that in person. Certainly it adds an extra dimension. So I don't think that that's going to end. I think that's just on hiatus. But there are much more sophisticated technologies that are emerging in recruiting. Usually right now it's mostly the bigger companies that are using them. And those track eye movements and word choices, yeah, and expressions. I think we'll see more of that as we go forward.
Body language. That's what they always want to see, body language. Well, Mr. Challenger, we've been through a lot together, but I don't think either of us could ever say, well, I've seen everything now.
So true. Who would have expected that we would see an economy affected by this? And it's going to, wreak long-term changes in the way our economy works. And maybe for the, for the good or bad, it'll be interesting to see whether, for example, our downtowns and our commercial real estate is going to remain the way it's been, given all the people and companies who have become accustomed to doing more remote work.
Yeah, that's the multi-billion dollar question. John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, and joins us today from balmy Chicago, Illinois. It's always good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
Thanks, David.
See All right.
You too. See you
For more of our conversation with this Challenger, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.